message is, onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war, looking unto Jesus, who is gone before. Christ the royal master leads against the foes. Forward into the battle, see his banner go. Brethren, in the journey of this life, it must be forward ever and backward never. What do I say? Forward ever and backward never. Now, you are not likely to go through the direction you look if you are looking backward. If you are going this way and you decide to look backward, definitely the way you think you want to go, you won't be able to go it. Not likely to go through that direction you look at if you are looking backward. If you are looking backward, you are not likely to go through that same direction. If it is our attitude to go forward, that is the direction where our attraction must be. You want to go forward, your attention, attraction must be to go forward. Somebody will tell you, TYC, take your choice. Which direction do you want to look at? Which direction are you looking at in order to go forward in life? Because the direction you point your attention to is where your attraction will be. Lot's wife looked backward and she became a pillar of salt. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstances you go through, you will go through. You will never look backward in the mighty name of Jesus. But the Bible says, we are not of them that go back to perdition. We are of them that believe in the spirit of souls. We are of them that move forward in destiny. We are of them that march forward no matter what is happening. I prophesy, you will go forward in the mighty name of Jesus. You will make progress in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, a child of God must never have a better last year. A child of God. Oh, last year was better than this year. It will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. A child of God must never have a better last year. A child of God must never have a better last time. A child of God must never have a better last season. The Bible says, we are being transformed from glory to glory. Going from strength to strength. From increase to increase. From one level to a higher level. Let somebody say, forward ever, backward never. So brethren, this morning, make up your mind. You are never going to have a better last year. A better amen. Amen. Somebody will say, 2 years ago, things were better. It won't be your portion in the name of Jesus. For you, for me, it is to be getting better day by day. That is the covenant promise we have with the Almighty God upon this tabernacle. That is what God says he will do. And what he says he will do, he will what? He will surely do. It will do no matter which wind is blowing. No matter the situation. What God says he will do, he will surely do. Exodus 14:15. That's the test. Exodus 14:15. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. The scripture says, speak to the children of Israel that they do what? They go forward. This is where I picked the title of this message from. Speak to the children of Israel that they do what? They should go forward. And the same voice is coming upon this altar this morning to somebody's life.
The Lord is saying you should go forward. You will move forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, brethren, I want us to picture the situation the children of Israel were at the time God gave that instruction. What was the situation they found themselves, the children of Israel? Picture it in your mind. They just came out of Egypt, the land of their bondage for more than 400 years. 400 plus, 430 years, they were just coming out of the land of Egypt. And suddenly they discovered that Pharaoh, the Pharaoh's enemy armies were pursuing them. They pursued them to the bank of Red Sea. The scripture says to their right, to their right hands were mountains. To their left side, great mountains. Before them, the intimidating Red Sea. And behind them, the angry noise of the Pharaoh's army pursuing them. So they were captured at that point. Captured. I hope some of us have watched boxing tournament on television before. I have never been watching that, but I remember when I was younger. I remember Muhammad Ali. I was watching well. I remember Tyson. I was watching well then. When any of these people cornered their enemy, their opponent into a corner, upper court, lower court. Hallelujah. Upper court, lower court. Corner, you captured him into a corner. That was the situation the children of Israel were in the front, Red Sea. Right, left, mountains. The Pharaoh's army behind them. They were boxed into a corner. Brethren, are you boxed into a corner this morning? Are you boxed into a corner in life? As we are listening this morning, does it look as if that cross is too heavy for you to bear? Does it seem there's no way out? Financially, materially, maritally? Does it look as if nothing is working for you? Does it look as if everything is broken down? Are you overwhelmed with the situations of life? The children of Israel were in that situation. The Red Sea was overflowing. The Red Sea was intimidating them. The Red Sea was harassing them. The Red Sea was terrifying. Brethren, these children of Israel had never journeyed by boat before. Because they were slaves. They were born slaves. 430 years. All of them that left Egypt were born in Egypt. Slaves. And everyone that escaped from Egypt that night, that Passover night, were slaves. What was it they were doing? Their great-grandfathers were into slavery. We know the story. Many, many, many years before they were given birth unto. And the only job they do was to mold bricks for the Egyptians. So nothing about swimming and they are facing the Red Sea. Nothing about boats. They were facing the Red Sea. And here is the Red Sea ahead of them. Pharaoh behind them. Mountains on the right. Great mountains by their left. And all they were doing was crying. And at that situation, despite that situation, all God has to say was, go forward. Brethren, that is his message for you this morning. Despite all you are going through, the Lord is telling you to do what? To go forward. It is not easy. Please, go forward. Nothing is working for now. Move on. Go forward. No money, despite there's no money. Nobody to assist you. Please, move forward. Despite every opposition you are facing, from the north, from the south, from the west, from the east, please, move forward. Despite what you are feeling within yourself, please, move forward. anyhow, if what you are feeling is not what God is feeling, disregard your feeling and feel like what God is feeling for yourself, for you. Despite what is not working, please go forward. Despite lack of support from any human being, please move forward. Despite the situations against you, surrounding you, please go forward. In your office, in your marketplaces, in that community, even in your family, despite all challenges, the Lord is telling somebody to go forward. Who will pay my school fees? You better move forward. Don't wait for somebody. Take a step of faith and the Lord will surprise you. Despite what you are hearing, please go forward, brethren. Despite everything, move forward. Go on. Help me to tell somebody sitting by your side, please go forward. Despite it appears late, please move forward. You think it's late? In your own dictionary, not God's dictionary. Go forward. Brethren, I don't know what you are faced with, but God said to the children of Israel, when they were faced with that impossible situation, God said, go forward. When you obey God's commands, He will command heaven to back you up. When you obey His commands. When you obey God's command, He will command heaven to do what? To back you up. Despite whatever opposition you are having, God is telling you this morning, the last Sunday in the month of November, mark it. God is telling you to move forward. And you will testify to His glory in the name of Jesus. Brethren, do you realize that until the children of Israel move forward, the Red Sea did not move backwards? If you stand where you are without taking a step of faith, that situation will not move. That's just it. Not until they move forward, the Red Sea never did not move backwards. I pray today, as you move forward today, every challenges of your life will move backward in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say this, brethren. God will not help you to cross the bridge until you get to the bridge. Until you get to the bridge, He will not help you. That's God for you. He will not tell you what to do until you obey the first instruction. He will not tell you the next instruction until you obey the first instruction. And the first instruction you have in this morning is to do what? To go forward. God will not speak further until you have carried out His last instruction. Despite what you are seeing, brethren, despite what you are hearing, brethren, despite all you are feeling, brethren, despite what opposition are saying, despite your what some of us, our parents are the intent, the main problems of our lives. Maybe because you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Despite all they are saying, despite what our friends may be saying, if what they are saying is not what God is saying, go by what God is saying. Are you hearing me this morning? Go by what God says. Until they move forward, the Red Sea did not move backward. Brethren, if you want to see motion, you must start moving. If you want to see God open impossible doors for you, you must move forward and knock at that door. Some of us, we cry from far distance. Some of us want God to make an overhead bridge like we have on Tomiland Bridge. And we expect God to put railings by the right, by the left, before we will start crossing. God does not work like that, brethren. He says, for we walk not by sight, we walk by faith. Go forward is the mind of God for somebody this morning, for this hour. Approaching the new month and the new year, God is saying, go forward. Until the children of Israel move forward, the Red Sea never moves backward. The Red Sea was watching them, whether they will come near. For the Red Sea knew he could not withstand the power of God. Those challenges you are facing knew that they could not withstand the power of God. But you need to take a step of it by moving closer. Don't run away. Where do you want to run to? Every challenge is facing you, pursuing you. The Almighty God today will subdue them in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, every of these problems we are facing cannot withstand the voice of God. Can never withstand the voice of God. The Red Sea would have stood there like a rock if they never moved forward. Problems of life will not go until you move towards it. That door will not open until you get there to knock. Until you move forward, you are not likely to see that change you expected. Until you move forward, that miracle, the miracle expected, will not happen except you move forward. Until you move forward, those that are sent to assist you will not show up. Move forward. Go forward. Until you move forward, the things you really want God to do, you won't see them done except you move forward. Brethren, except you move forward, your fears will keep growing on a daily basis. Brethren, demystify your fear. Your fears are not real. And attempting the impossibilities, demystify your fear. They are not real. Not real. Brethren, most of the things you think will kill you, how many years ago have they killed you? Are you not still alive? Those things you are afraid of that will consume you, why are you consumed by them? No. They cannot kill. So every fear that you have today are canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For the Lord hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." Until you move forward, the resources you need will not come home. You can't sit down somewhere and expect manna to come down. Until you move forward, that revelation required that you needed will not come. How many of us under the auction of God this morning had the desire to make progress in the new coming year? Let me see your hand. You have the desire to progress in the new coming year. As you raise up that hand, talk to your neighbor. Please go forward. Move forward. Hallelujah. It is only a fool who keep doing the same thing the same way and not having results. I have a message for women. I used to tell them, if you are kneeling down, begging your husband, and the man is still doing, you better keep kneeling down. I'm not saying you are a second-class citizen. You are going forward. But if you decide, okay, I won't kneel down again. Let him come and do what he wants to do. I was coming with, I went out this morning, hallelujah. During the Sunday school, I'm not sure if that brother saw it. I saw a woman as we were parking. If you see her eyeballs, what about doing a jetty lazy? I had to say sorry, my sister, and I moved on. I didn't know what happened. You must move forward to excel in life. Until you move forward, the resources required may never get to us. This is the word of God for us for this month, for the remaining days of this month, the remaining days of this year, and even into the new year. Brethren, if you want to see what you have never seen before, go to where you have never been before, and you will see something new. If you want to taste something you have never tasted before, eat another food that you have never eaten before, and you will have a different taste. If you want a relationship you have never had before, speak to somebody new, somebody you have never spoken through before, and you will have a new relationship. And if you want a very deep revelation than you have now, then you have to do what? Go for deeper meditation in the Word of God. And if you want to see revolution, you better start one on your own. Revolution about my situation, about my home, about my children. Start right away. That's going forward. Brethren, it won't happen until you take a step of faith. Some people are stuck where they are now. Some people are stuck at a particular, the same spot. Fear had stuck some of us where we are. No new ideas. No new motions. I will not. One step forward, one step backward. Another one backward. They remain stagnant. God is saying, it's a bad time for you to cross your Red Sea. God is saying, go forward. That Red Sea you will cross. Amen. He parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel. Every Red Sea standing on your way to your progress. As the Almighty God liveth to thee, the Lord will part in the mighty name of Jesus. God says, it is your time to cross now. Come on, say, I will cross the Red Sea. Not until the children of Israel moved. The Red Sea never moved backwards. Even when they were crossing, despite that miracle, they still saw the children of the Egyptians coming. If care is not taken, more than 80% of them were still in fear after seeing that wonderful thing. As you go forward this year, get it clear. I'm not saying challenges will not arise. Even while they were going, as you are going by your right, by your left, the scripture says, high mountains by their right, great mountains by their left. As they were going, as you go, challenges will arise. But you overcome those challenges in the name of Jesus. You overcome those challenges in the name of Jesus. Brethren, today is your day of salvation. We are going into the last month of the year. Even the month of November, we still have some days to go. Before we go into year 2014, the word of the Lord for you this morning is, go forward. Change your strategy. Change the strategy. With the power of God, with the backing of the word of God. And see whether God will not part that Red Sea. He did it for the people of the old. And he said, greater than what he did in the days of the old, he will do in our own time. You will experience the mighty hand of God mightily in the name of Jesus. You will experience that mighty hand of God as you go forward in the name of Jesus. Every Red Sea will crumble in the name of Jesus. Every Pharaoh pursuing you will crumble in the name of Jesus. Not only Pharaoh, with the host, the whole army. If Pharaoh Obama Jeje, he would have sat down in his palace. But you know why? God is a wonderful God. God said the crossing of the Red Sea is to honor his name. In your life, the name of the Almighty God shall be honored in the name of Jesus. Shall we rise, brethren? Now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day to take that step of faith. If you are here, you have never... The unchangeable one, you must accept him as your Lord and Savior. Therefore, brethren, if you have never given your life to Christ, let's have your hand. Because for you to move forward in life, or you want to rededicate your life, for you to go forward, for you to obey that commandment of the Almighty God, you must have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let's see that hand. If you are there, you want to give your life, you want to surrender. Because mark today's date. Somebody under the auction of God today, as you will go up the service, you will testify to the glory of God in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Jesus. Brethren, you will cry to God. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, saw the children of Israel through. Say, Father, every challenges of my life, every rest here we encounter in my life, part for me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and talk to God. Talk to God. Every rest, no matter how small, even headache is a rest. Malaria could be a rest. Every challenges, hatred, shame, reproach are challenges, are rest. Talk to God this moment. Lord, see me through the rest of my life. See me through the rest of my life. See me through the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus. Daddy, see me through. See me through, Lord. See me through, Lord. See me through, Lord. Every rest of my life. Lord, see me through, Lord. See me through, Lord. See me through, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You will say, Father, divine help, divine assistance, let it be my portion and the portion of my family. In the name of Jesus, help from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Oh, from the heavens. Father, let it be my portion. Let it be my portion. Let it be my portion. In the name of Jesus, talk to God. To God. Help, help, help. Lord, from the north, south, from the east, from the west, let help locate me. Divine help, let help, divine help, divine assistance, let it locate me, Lord. Part every rest of my life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, by your anointing upon the redeemed Christian Church of God, Lord, command every rest of my life to be divided into two. Divide every rest of my life into two. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, this is the last prayer point, and I plead with you. Pray this from the depth of your heart. And every mess of your life, every mess in your life will turn to miracles in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, my Father, my Father, turn every mess of my life into miracles. Open your mouth and talk to God. Every mess of my life, every messy situation, every unwarranted situation, every unpleasant situation, turn to miracle, Lord. Turn to miracle, Lord. Turn to miracle, Lord. Every mess of our lives, Father. By the reason of your anointing in the house this morning, turn every of our mess into miracles, Lord. Every of our shame, every of our reproach, Father, turn into miracles, Lord. Honor your name concerning my situation, concerning your children's situation, Lord. Glorify your name concerning our lives. Thank you, Jehovah. Glory be to his holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I prophesy into your life. Today is your day in the mighty name of Jesus.
the Almighty God will make ways for you in the name of Jesus. No matter what is going on in your life, I said today, my God will make a way for you in the name of Jesus. Those issues that has caused you to weep, to mourn, weeping alone without anybody to console you, today, the Jehovah El Shaddai God will wipe away every of your tears in the name of Jesus. You will cry no more in the mighty name of Jesus. Every mess of your life, the Lord will turn to miracles in the name of Jesus. Today, God will give you a powerful testimony in the name of Jesus. By the power of the anointing of the Almighty God upon the redeemed Christian Church of God, I command every residue of your life, whatever name they are called, whatever name they are called, I command by the power in the name of Jesus, every of your residue shall be divided into two in the name of Jesus. You will walk on dry grounds. Grounds of victory. You will walk in the mighty name of Jesus. In the remaining days of this month, in the remaining days of this year, and into the new year, tears of joy will never cease in your home in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dependable God. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed.
Praise the Lord.